Adult Authors. I'm Joanne Morrell, children's and young adult fiction writer and author of Short Nonfiction for Authors. Thanks for joining me for the Hybrid Author Podcast, sharing interviews from industry professionals to help you forge a career as a hybrid author, both independently and traditionally publishing your books. You can get the show notes for each episode and sign up for your free author pass over at the Hybrid Author website to discover your writing process, get tips on how to publish productively, and get comfortable promoting your books at www.hybridauthor.com.au. Let's crack on with the episode.
Hello, authors. I hope you're all keeping well in whatever part of the world you reside and listen to the podcast in. Today's interview is with podcaster from Chemical Rocketeers, Devon Blair, on the power of podcasts to connect people through compelling storytelling and meaningful conversations. And we chat why podcasts are such a powerful medium for connection, storytelling techniques used to weave compelling narratives and create immersive and meaningful experience on Chemical Rocketeers, standout podcast moments on Devon's podcast that led to an unexpected or lasting connection, his advice for authors and creatives looking to leverage podcasting as a storytelling tool, crafting engaging content that resonates with an audience, and much more. So in my author adventure this week, it's school holidays again. Felt like I only just said that a couple of weeks ago. All the parents must be like, and I hope you're having an absolute marvelous time and Easter holidays if you're away, lucky ducks. I've noticed that I used to really try and work through the holidays and get cranky if I wasn't getting the work done or the piece to get it done. So effectively what I've been doing is working against myself all this time. I've decided I'm going to take a step back these holidays and do the bare minimum. I noticed the other day, my kids are getting older. They had their cousins over for a sleepover and I'd gotten up and began working before they were all up. But then when they got up, I spent most of the time going through, seeing to them, leaving the computer and aiding them in cooking or whatever they were doing and shushing them as well because other people were still sleeping. Some work is a priority that I have to do. We're doing what needs done for a few hours a day rather than putting in the full day. I really feel good about that. I think a lot of the issues I've had around my working life in the past have been due to scheduling my time effectively. It's a small but powerful tool. If you listen to a few episodes back where I spoke about a timetable, I blocked out coloured sections of time with categories I needed to work on for the business. I've only ever had big, long running to-do lists and I usually just cut those off. Sometimes they're category driven, but mainly it's just all these to-do lists that end up piling on. It's a bit full on sometimes. I can't wait to get into a regular cycle where I am working to that schedule because it's not happening immediately. I'm in some pretty, and I'm not going to call them bad habits, but working habits where I just attack things by hierarchy, and that's fine because sometimes things are pressing, but then other things are getting neglected as well. I think that the whole business is going to run more efficiently by me making a few tweaks, and I'm on my way. I've got another couple meetings booked with VAs and things like that, and I'm hoping to outsource jobs that are more marketing admin style stuff for me to focus on the things that are actually going to bring money in from the business, which is writing, hosting the podcast, and speaking. I got out at the weekend, which feels like forever that I've actually gone out to an event in the community, like the writing community. I went back to the Backlot Studios, which is the Backlot Cinema in Tyne. And I just love it. It's got such a cool vibe. And they do these monthly book to film events. It's a different crowd each time because they play different genres. I really favour books to film. I love true story. This was a really good event. It was their first children's one, which is Roald Dahl. And it was the movie I grew up as a child. And so it was funny to watch it on the big screen. And, you know, I learned some stuff about Roald Dahl. I know a lot about Roald Dahl, but things that I hadn't learned before and the differences between the book and the film, which I haven't read the book for years. It was really interesting. And I highly recommend these events. You should check in your hometown if you are keen for these things. It's good to see how you adapt works and why. They talk about the differences a lot. It's good to delve into why, and then you can see what works, what doesn't for a specific medium, which is an interest of mine. I hope to get back to more of these events now that I did finally, and just realised how much I enjoyed it, how much I needed it. It was fantastic. Usually when I go to the Backlot, I visit mainly books, which is in town also. And it's a secondhand bookstore, which I absolutely love. Shelves, rows, nooks, crannies, little bits that you can just sit. I just sit on the floor and they have piles of books coming up off the floor. And generally the ones I bloody want are at the very bottom. So I have to take all these piles down. I hope that he doesn't know and then pile them all back up, probably not in the right order. I went in for a specific author, Jojo Moyes, who I love and I talk about a lot. And I'm, for reasons being that I'm thinking my subscription to, I bought myself, it was over a year ago, to Masterclass for Christmas one year, not last year, I think it was a year before. That subscription passed. So if anyone hasn't heard of Masterclass, it's all these short courses, videos and classes you can take from top tier people in the business. It's writing, film, food, health, well-being, business, all sorts. I loved it. I'm thinking about getting now, same sort of thing called BBC Maestro. Jojo Moyes is on it. I write women's fiction, love her work, can never put it down. And her books are also books to film. I'm going to purchase that and I'm really excited to start doing some courses through that. I'll let you know how it goes. I have a podcasting event coming up, which I will let you know all the details soon, for the Arts Festival Armadale. And it's the Power of Podcasting session. So a lot of good conversation going to happen in that session, the same as the conversation which is coming up in the interview with Devin.
Thorn Creative, where beautiful websites for authors are brought to life. No matter what stage you're at with your writing, your stories deserve a dedicated space to shine. Whether you're just starting out or have a bookshelf full of bestsellers, your website is the hub of your author business, binding everything you and your books offer together. Thorn Creative can nurture all aspects of redesigning your old site or start afresh from the initial design. They can provide ongoing hosting and maintenance to marketing your books online, saving you time, money, and stress trying to wrangle your site yourself. An author website built by Thorn Creative can easily direct readers to your favorite retailers, your publisher, or simply set you up to sell to them direct. The options are endless. Thorn Creative have worked with many authors across all genres and know what goes into good, functional working author websites to sell books. Head on over to thorncreative.com.au/websitesforauthors to read author and publisher testimonials and to see what they offer and some of the sites they've created.
Blair is a graduate in chemical engineering technology and a proud member of the National Society of Leadership and Success. After a few life-changing experiences, he made the leap into the entertainment world. The journey wasn't linear, but through trial and error, he found his way into podcasting. And that's how Chemical Rocketeers was born. Today, Devin travels across cities and countries, pushing boundaries in the sci-fi audio space and working to leave a lasting mark through immersive, story-driven content. Welcome to the Hybrid Author Podcast, Devin.
Yeah.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you here and very intrigued about these life-changing experiences that got you into storytelling and podcasting. Do share.
Yes. So the way I got into storytelling and podcasting, I was actually working my way around the entertainment industry. And as said before, a lot of trial and error and how I got into it. After taking some time off from grinding the work earlier before I even came into the industry itself, I felt the urge to build something of my own. That's where, loud and pronounced, the Chemical Rocketeers came in and became an outlet to the mixed sci-fi storytelling with reflections of real world challenges, which the podcast gave me a way to make a cinematic version at my own terms.
And how long has Chemical Rocketeers been, how long have you been producing it?
Yes, it's actually been in the works ever since August, but it's actually been launched in October 2024.
Amazing. And how's it going so far?
The content and everything else is really spark on it, but it's just more like trying to get more of that special niche of a shout out pushed out there for you.
Amazing. Well, for our listeners who haven't heard of Chemical Rocketeers, can you tell us a bit more about it, you know, length of episodes and what they can expect from a listening perspective?
Yes. So from the listening perspective, some of the episodes might be a little bit longer, a lot longer in some categories, but I'm trying to tend to a 15 to 30 minute. The 30 minutes is the maximum threshold, but it's supposed to be like 15 minutes. It's like watching a TV show on the television, but it's more like audio. I mean, once I can get an animation team, that's when sparks flies. So the way they can get into it is more because of the similar experiences and type of suggestions like that. It's a relating experience.
It's very unique and really well done. Congratulations on that. So from a storytelling perspective, and obviously you're the podcast host, what do you think makes podcasting such a powerful medium for connection? Have you discovered that?
Yes, that's actually a really good question when I was actually reading through it. Yes, it's more a take on a personal, it could be more like in someone's ear while they're walking, driving, or unwinding. If they have a stressful time or some kind of like, maybe not have to take their things off their mind. It's kind of like that's the whole point in the entertainment industry. It's basically just get your mind off things, you know? It creates a one-on-one bond where listeners can feel they're part of the journey instead of just feeling like some kind of like rubbish type of environment. Because, I mean, I don't think anyone wants to come to the entertainment industry and have more stress. It's supposed to take your mind off. For me, podcasting isn't just about entertaining. It's also letting people feel seen and even the fictional universe of itself.
And how have you drawn on your engineering background in creating the podcast?
Yes, actually part of the chemical engineering. I took the chemical from chemical engineering and I basically just like squished that off and then basically played that right on. And it basically, in the chemical engineering, it mixes things together between one category to another.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So how did you come up with the idea?
Well, kind of a stereotypical way of thinking is just, you know, like I said before, it took more like just a lot of trial and error throughout the entire works. I just didn't want to rush into the podcast world without having some kind of niche. It came a lot of trial and error at that point. A lot of advice from other people, because they did recommend me get into the radio works, but I had to figure out a way to be standing out there more often.
And do you listen to a lot of podcasts yourself? That's why you're interested in the podcasting side?
Actually, fun fact, I don't really listen to podcasts as much. If I do, it's more about psychology, so maybe finances. But sci-fi podcasts, it's kind of like...
With Chemical Rocketeers, it is compelling narratives and really engaging for listeners. So what are some of the storytelling techniques you use for immersive and meaningful experiences in the podcast?
So that actually comes to my entire travel scheme as well, honestly, but my travel plans as well. I draw a lot from a personal experiences, places I explore, real people, real environments, and remix. This comes from my chemical engineering background, which is basically remixing into fiction, which is like a mix between fiction and nonfiction. From a story element, from an experience, goes into more the nonfiction driven, focusing on character driven scripts and world building. That actually feels lived in, but actually feels like you can relate to them. For every faction, for every mission, at every moment, it builds from a purpose. I want the audience to step into more of a layer world that has like more of a raw and mysterious and full of horror.
Do you write out the episodes first and then record them? You use a lot of sound techniques as well, which is really cool.
Yes, that's actually a good stepping up question. So the way how I do my entire things, usually I just tend to explore area and all that kind of stuff. Think of like a scout, a military base and all that kind of stuff. They scout out an area. That's basically what I do, is basically scout these events and like experiences and write them out from like the experiences I have. And then I go into Fortigate, which I have a producer that helps me out early at the moment.
That's really cool. And have you had people reach out to you from the podcast? Like, how has it connected you to listeners or other people?
Yes. Yeah, there's actually some people that do reach out to me about some focuses. It's more like more spreading ideas into the universe itself. Like say, oh, well, you can use this in your podcast or you can use that.
So they're trying to collaborate.
Yeah. And that's the entire beauty of the Chemical Rocketeers universe. I mean, it's not just a podcast. It's more of a show and tell type deal. It's very flexible in my formula that I can create into mixing into the universe.
Have you taken on anybody's suggestions when they're saying, oh, you could do this? And
yeah, actually, when I was in Romania visiting the castles, it was basically an inspiration from Dracula. And someone said, oh, you should make a Dracula story. And I was like, I got you. Don't worry about it.
So how are you traveling doing all this?
It's more like a self-sustainable event. I just basically, from the earlier years I've worked, had a bit of extra money. After some unfortunate downfalls and all that kind of stuff, setbacks and failures, I basically just got pushed through this. So basically, I am the one who's paying for it, but it's that long-term project as well.
And so where are you traveling to next, and what's your route?
Oh, yes, that's actually a really good question. This one might spark a few lines here and there, but I am actually getting prepped up for next week if everything goes good, because I still have to get my visa for next country. The next country is going to be Afghanistan.
Just for the record, he's in Dubai right now. And where you came from, Israel before, didn't you?
Yeah, it was actually, my whole starting track has been like, of course, the United States, Colombia, which is South America. Then I had to go back to the United States and actually grab a few things. Then I started to travel in the Eastern countries, started in Morocco, Ireland, Italy, Germany, Poland, Ukraine, Moldova, Romania, Greece, Egypt, Israel, Dubai.
Wow, that's incredible. So you've not made it to Scotland then?
Not yet.
Oh, gosh. And so when do you go back to the States?
Somewhere in mid or end of May.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. That's quite a journey and something to draw upon. Lots of stories, I would imagine, gathering along your travels. In terms of our listenership here, authors, creatives, and things like that, looking to leverage podcasting as a storytelling tool, what advice would you give for them to craft engaging content that resonates with an audience? You know, your storytelling and your episodes, do you have any advice for other listeners who wish to do the same thing, obviously in a different niche?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people have struggled with that because it's either they don't really try things, but they just don't feel bad at getting feeling. But if I could give some kind of advice about my entire travels, it's more like start with a core theme and what truth are you trying to express, whether it's through fiction or something more real or something out of the ordinary. You build your world around characters and keep them human and more humane, or like keep them even just relatable, even if they were just kind of just aliens and species. But the best part about it, don't stress about being perfect, because I think it's just can't turn out perfect. It's more like a trial and error method. I remember my earlier episodes from episode one, I didn't even start into a story. It was actually more a script, but then I started getting more episodes and like I started looking at the other ones. I was like, you know, we all have that kind of cringe factor and all that kind of stuff, but it's more about being focused on being authentic and most importantly, stay consistent and true to your own tone and style. Right?
Yeah, that's excellent advice. Absolutely. And do you see your podcast going into, like you've written lots of scripts and lots of different episodes, would you put it into a different format, say like a book or a film, or thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, of course. Well, it's kind of like trying to strike my like in California and Hollywood and all that kind of stuff, and hopefully get some more spark in mind. Setting up shop in Hollywood. Even with me doing all this kind of stuff, and then, you know, to be honest, I never really questioned it once on all that kind of stuff. I mean, sure, of course, setbacks will happen. It can turn into many things, animation, video games, boards. I have all the characters, all the content. I just need more of that shout out.
Have you pursued that in any way? Are you making connections with other people with the podcast, like saying, hey, this is my podcast in Hollywood? Have you reached out or not yet?
Not specifically in Hollywood, because I'm building myself up to that point. I've been taking steps to get there, you know, because I mean, I'm not in no rush to get in there. I'm just kind of like, you know, taking steps. I have this email list that I reach out to other podcasters and all that kind of stuff, because I just had a couple like last more for like last few months and all that kind of stuff, and just do cross collaboration. That's what I was suggested to do right now.
And are you reaching out to podcast people as well, or in the audience? Everyone?
Yeah, like podcast people like you. Not too long ago, I had another one. Can't remember the name, but it's another podcast similar like yours. I just jump onto the podcast, reach out, and then talk about each of the podcasts and go forth from there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you have them on your podcast? How does it work for them to come on mine? How does it work if someone goes on yours? It's more like a storytelling thing, isn't it?
Well, that's kind of the whole thing. It is a podcast, but it's more like a show. They have voice characters and all that kind of stuff. It's basically like showing off a voice actor, you know, like how they have a casting director and they pick people that get the best character. I mean, it's not even necessary to play as a voice character. It's also, I can actually find implement ways into my storyline, like saying like, oh, I had this one podcaster or this one character act to this podcaster and somehow I can mold into it.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that. So it sounds like you're using your podcast not just to showcase, obviously, your passion and what you want to do, but connecting with other people as well, and not just people connecting with you, but you're using it to connect with other people. I've found my podcast, which is 4 years in May, crazy, been doing it for that long. There's just so much come out of it. So many connections I've made through the power of podcasting. It's definitely a really powerful medium to get what you want to say out into the world. Absolutely.
I was looking back at your entire podcast. It actually seemed pretty actually well fitted for my time jumping on. I had a podcast interview like last night, but fortunately, he had to cancel which I still have to reschedule. And we'll follow this. Mumbo jumbo, but that's besides the point.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's amazing. Well, do you have any other tips or any other podcasting connection advice you want to share, Devin?
I think that's pretty much straightforward. If I ever get more into talking, be rambling at this point, just take for hours and hours. Because I mean, I just like unload like so much, but it's like, that's kind of the whole straightforward thing. It's more about authentic and consistent.
Yeah, and that's good. So how far in advance have you scripted your podcast, Chemical Rocketeers? Is it season two?
Yeah, because season one's actually wrapped up. My producer, usually for each episode, it's supposed to be released like bi-weekly and all that kind of stuff. I'll have to look into other means, but that's kind of like a different storyline. But yeah, it's actually in season two, and actually just working around the entire clock, just making the scripts for them, which I haven't written these scripts for the entire season just yet because I'm taking my time. Because basically what I did was from each area and location I go to, I took the field reports, which are side missions, actually expand more the lower the base. Because like the episodes that you listen to like right on YouTube and Spotify, those are basically the main episodes, like the main storyline. But when you get into like reading on Facebook about the side stories that I post, those are basically the side missions that the characters can evolve and get to know more well about.
Wow. Yeah, it seems a lot of work.
Yeah, tell me about it. But I can handle.
Yeah. And do you see, like, is your mind just exploding? You've got so many seasons to come, do you think? I know you're taking your time, but do you think this is going to continue and continue and continue?
Of course, the finances is a very big part of it. But if I can actually get the sponsorships and contracts to line up, then everything else will go good. At the end of the day, I've been pretty satisfied with it. It's just something nice for me to have to wake up in the morning and just like, if I have to like work some kind of 9-to-5 job or do something like else, you know, to make ends meet or like whatever. Because like I said, this is like self-sustainable. It's they just do it as a... Of course, I had some unfortunate fall downs here, but this was... But like I said, at the end of the day, I mean, it's either something you have. So far, plan for like 4 seasons. It's just a very slow and steady race. You know what I mean?
I'd say, well, what do they say? It's about the journey or the adventure, not the end result. That is true. I'm very
impressed.
Yeah. That's fantastic, David. And your Chemical Rocketeers is quality listening for anybody out there who hasn't given it a go. Listen to it now. It's fantastic. Thank you, Devin, so much for your time and expertise. Can you tell our listeners where can they discover the podcast and everything you do, you know, on and offline?
Yes. So where you can find, so for all the listeners out there, you can find the, let me get myself racked up for this one. Let me add this one on. So yes, all listeners can actually take a deep dive into Chemical Rocketeers on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcast, pretty much all major platforms you think of. Just search in Chemical Rocketeers or Chemical Rocketeers Podcast. Check me out.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Devin. That was wonderful talking to you.
Hey, you too, Joanne.
There you have it, folks. The truly inventive Devin Blair. Highly recommend checking out Devin's unique podcast for a difference in the way things are done. Next time on the Hybrid Author Podcast, we have DG Rampton on reigning in Regency, crafting timeless romance and thriving as a hybrid author. Best-selling author DG Rampton loves to create feel-good romantic comedy, featuring intelligent heroines, dashing men, and sparkling banter. An engineer by training, but a romantic by nature, she left her corporate career to follow the call of her artistic inclinations and write stories that bring joy and laughter into people's lives. DG Rampton lives in Sydney with her Mr. Darcy, their cheeky teenager, an emotionally needy fur baby, and is currently working on a new historical romantic comedy series. Absolutely fantastic interview coming up with DG Rampton. I wish you well in your author adventure this next week. That's it for me. Bye for now.
That's the end for now, authors. I hope you are further forward in your author adventure after listening, and I hope you'll listen next time. Remember to head on over to the Hybrid Author website at www.hybridauthor.com.au to get your free author pass. It's bye for now.